Thoughts on Beijing. Fox News, I'm Jessica Stone. The UK, Canada, and Australia all joining the U.S. in a diplomatic boycott of the Winter Games in China, citing human rights abuses.
The U.S. State Department calls the ongoing human rights abuses against Uyghurs in the Xinjiang province genocide. NBA star Enes Kanter is calling out corporate sponsors backing the games amid these concerns. Video went viral of Chinese officials trying to end a live broadcast of a Dutch television reporter at the Olympics. The news outlet said the reporter was able to finish his report a few minutes later. The International Olympic Committee called this an unfortunate and isolated incident, but it still led to more criticism of how the Chinese government operates. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi warned the athletes competing in the Olympics to not speak out against China.
Fox's Christina Coleman. The U.S. continues to respond to the threat of Russia posturing to invade Ukraine, which some fear could result in massive casualties. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports from Kyiv.
Russia has now activated the equivalent of 10 U.S. Army divisions as the first of nearly 2,000 American paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division have touched down in Poland. The Biden administration is warning that Russia could begin more false flag operations and they could pop up at any time. Our Jennifer Griffin reports 70% of Russia's forces are now in place to launch a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, an invasion likely to cause thousands of casualties, including 5 to 25,000 Ukrainian troops killed, 4,000 Russian troops killed, or an estimated 25 to up to 50,000 civilians killed, along with making 5 million refugees.
Ukraine officials say, though, that they do not think an invasion is imminent. And jurors in Texas have denied parole to Travis Reinking, the man who shot and killed four people at a Nashville Waffle House in 2018. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Wisconsin police say a man fatally shot two people at an apartment complex near Milwaukee, later killing himself. Pete Nimmer is the chief of police in Brown Deer, Wisconsin. He says two more were injured.
One thing I want to stress is at this time, there's no reason to believe that there's anybody else we're looking for. We believe we have the suspect. So the community, there's no reason to believe that there's any danger to the community at this time.
Nimmer says the suspect fired on responding police, but none were hit. With crime on the rise in the Big Apple, Manhattan's top prosecutor is vowing to crack down on lawbreakers. Fraternal Order of Police National Vice President Joe Grimaldi wants a stronger response to hold criminals accountable. Here he is on Fox News Live.
We need to vehemently prosecute violent criminals. We need to restore the rule of law, and we need to embrace broken windows theories. And along with supporting and funding our police departments, we can accomplish that goal.
President Biden met with New York City Mayor Eric Adams to lay out a plan to fight rising crime, pushing $500 million to be allocated to police departments and community crime prevention programs. Amid legal action, the NFL is promising changes to their hiring processes. Fox's Matt Napolitano has the details.
In a league-wide memo titled Our Commitment to Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell writing, quote, "We have made significant efforts to promote diversity and adopted numerous policies and programs which have produced positive change in many areas. However, we must acknowledge that particularly with respect to head coaches, the results have been unacceptable." This memo comes 4 days after a bombshell class action lawsuit by former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores, in which he alleged racial discrimination in the league's hiring practices. Goodell acknowledged the concerns raised by Flores days after the NFL said the lawsuit was without merit. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
I'm Jessica Stone. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.